Good evening, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at on the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and at this point, I am the only one in EchoLink because I am on my laptop where I can view that. So what I am going to do at this point is I'm going to open the floor for any and all stations to check in. Any and all stations. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, Kevin. WA2U.
Okay, we've got two stations here, WA2U, John, and first up here tonight will be N2PFM, George. Go ahead, take the floor. It's all yours, George. How are you doing today?
Well, good evening, Kevin. Good evening, John, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 36 degrees on the mountainside after a range of 53. And had a good amount of sun today, which I was grateful. Keeps making electricity. I did all those natural cleaning products I was talking about last night. The thing is, the shower cleaner likes to plug up the spray gun on the spray bottle. So you gotta use a little of that in your automatic sprayer on the hanging above the shower, and that. And then use it full strength, just with a sponge and a scrub brush there on the walls and out of a shower bathtub, in this case bathtub and shower, and then there's a shower in the other bed in the bedroom on the other end of the house that used to be there for my mother used to use. Haven't used it in, oh gosh, over a year now, almost a year in fact. Near the end of this month. So, nothing too much else going on, so we'll say God bless at 73, then 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, that's kind of neat what you were discussing there about the home products and not having to be so harsh, too. So that's kind of a neat twist on things. I've heard some people doing that, but I had always wondered if they actually really had the kick and the ability to do some stuff, because I know years ago my mom was into, I think it was Shackley, and the Basic H, which was the leftover of all their vegetables and fruits that they would squeeze for the vitamins, that is, and that Shackley actually worked pretty well. I remember getting my hands dirty working on a motorcycles and stuff that I had when I was younger, and that stuff actually cleaned up pretty well. So, kind of cool. All right, we'll move on. John, WA2U, Net recognizes you. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. John, the floor is all yours. How is everything in your area?
Excellent. WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Kevin James at the helm, and good evening to you, George. And yeah, there's a lot of new stuff out there, and that's one thing when you listen to regular TV, you have to put up with all the commercials and the nonsense, so that's why we enjoy our satellite radio. There's still enough of it there, too, so luckily you've got the time and the ingenuity and the stuff to make it happen there, George, so any way you can cut a corner and can improve on things, we're all for, Kathy especially here is, we both do, we're into the total organic garden thing, which is can be a challenge at times with, especially if you go to try to get the right soil and all the ingredients and things of that nature. But we managed to pull it off, and more people, when you go shopping, you'll see, you know, organic stuff, so we try our best. There's different enhancements people can use, fertilizer and stuff. We use none of that, but it's all natural. Anyways, enough of that. I had a good day today. Kathy and I decided to go out and take a walk. We went on a walk. We went out this afternoon. Had some stuff this morning. Today was her phone call day. We got some appointments in Syracuse on Friday, so she's trying to check to make sure paperwork is sent one way, and someone said they did, and they didn't, and then they said, we're going to send it right away, and then you call up, and the people are supposed to get it, they didn't get it. You know, does this sound familiar, George? And so you got to call someone else back, and they always act like they're doing you a favor, even though you're the person paying to keep the lights on, so to speak. Anyway, so we spent our morning with that, and then this afternoon we decided to go out and take a walk. And I told Kathy, I'm kind of slow at the start, but we'll get going. Anyways, 6.2 miles later, we came home and felt great. Did some Roman chairs out in the gym. Both tied each other for 30 for those, so that was good. So I think we'll sleep well today, but it was just a gorgeous day. Couldn't stay in the gym and work out. Had to get outside. And along the walk, it's kind of neat because we always run into neighbors and people we haven't seen in a while. We're not out to break any records, so I think we saw about 4 or 5 people along the walk, but it was nice out, gorgeous weather. Perfect for walking, so try to do that. George, Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe some other people will be joining. It's all about quality and not quantity. That's always been my thing when I was a net control. WA2, back to net.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, I'm hoping to get myself back out there walking a little bit more. Unfortunately, today I had a little mishap. We had gotten called out to a structure fire down here, and I ended up being able to stay at the fire department to manage radios and phones. So when I called in, I called my my call sign and said that it was at the station, and station had radio and phone coverage. And then next thing you know, one of the mutual aid departments came in, and I was out there just kind of making sure they were okay as they were drafting water, and I was assisting one of the tankers in maneuvering to square up to get situated to get water, and next thing you know, I lost my footing because my knees decided to act stupid and give out, and luckily that driver was paying attention, and because otherwise I could have been a wheel chock, so that would have been a bad day for everyone, including me, so... Yeah, I don't work well as a wheel chock, and I don't want to try it. I know it would be one shape I'd probably learn instantly and very well, but it would be very painful. So luckily the driver came out and gave me a hand up, so that was kind of cool. No permanent damage other than my feelings are a little bruised, but I'll survive. I'm young. I'll adjust. So with that, I'll throw another call out. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins. And tell you what, we'll open the floor for any questions or comments. Come now, please.
AC2WI.
All All right, KC2WI, Pete, the floor is all yours at this point. What's going on in your area now?
Well, I've been trying to listen to this and the top band, single sideband, and at the same time, I guess I missed myself being called there last time. But anyway, yeah, it's 37. I guess it's getting pretty cool. Guys on that net, we're talking about frost tonight in some places. I don't think it was predicted here, but I don't know who was saying that. But I guess some places they're thinking it's going to, you know, go below freezing. And, not too much else new going on. I mentioned on the other net, anyone interested in learning or brushing up, refreshing about electronics, allaboutcircuits.com they got all kinds of current, you know, projects and articles about all kinds of stuff, but they have a very excellent section, learning section, with essentially online textbooks that start right out with DC and go on up through the usual progression, I'll say, DC, AC, you know. I think they have a section about the button amplifiers or something they call it, and it just starts out talking about the basics and the tube, how the tube, you know, was discovered, and then amplification and stuff in general, and then they have semiconductors, and they have different... And it's all very good. It's there's math in there when there needs to be, but they start out with, you know, good word descriptions of how things work, and you know, you get a good feel for it before they start doing the analysis. So highly recommended. And I was reading this and thinking, boy, you know, you could almost teach a course right with that. You could maybe do a, you know, adult dad or something. You go right through it, and you could just use that online. You know, people could just go home and read it. You wouldn't have to buy any materials if they wanted to print the things out. I think every chapter, and there's PDFs of it, you'd end up with a pretty fat pile of paper there. But, you know, you could almost do that. In fact, you could probably, if you're in a classroom where you had a computer, you had a projector, you could basically just bring up the website, flip through the pages and talk about it. They've got nice diagrams and you know, circuit, you know, schematics and stuff like that. So maybe even something, I've thought about it many times, it would be really, really fun to do a class, adult ed kind of class or something, but I don't know if I really want to tie myself down to a big long sequence like that. Anyway, that's about it from here. KC2WA.
Yeah, Pete, I in the previous net there, I wrote that web address down. I'm going to go in and check that out. And yeah, you know, I hate to say it, you know, when you're away from the stuff, you kind of forget, but it's hopefully going to be that, you know, old phrase, you know, it's like riding a bicycle. You know, once you get back on, it might be a little wobbly at first, but you get going again. So I'll give that a look-see. So, all right, thanks for that, Pete. That's really cool. So, all right, I'm going to throw another call out there. This is KD2FEM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins or any comments or queries. Come now, please.
Good evening.
WAQ with a query.
Okay, Net recognizes N5AOW and Bobbis. Tonight was your night. My apologies. I came in about 2 minutes after the top of the hour, so forgive me. WA2U, with your query, go ahead, and then we'll come and pick up Bob on the way through.
Okay, good evening to Bob, who's joining us, and Pete, and queries for you, Kevin James. It's just a simple. I'll listen. your fire group down there, and I'm not just going to say guys because it's guys and ladies now. So are you on low band or high band? I'm just curious. 46 or VHF? Low band, high band. WAT, over to you.
All right, yeah, John, actually it's kind of funny you asked that because the county, Delaware County, is actually still in low band. Otsego County is still the same way, too. Otsego County, I think, is supposed to migrate to UHF here by October, and then Delaware County is, I think, got at least another year or two before they're going to change out. Now, my personal fire department, I've helped design a UHF band plan that we're using, including a crossband repeater, which uses PL tones to isolate the crossband to the county as well as the crossband to truck-to-truck, but you need that repeater present. So our UHF radios actually function in multiple latitudes that way, which with the crossband repeater makes them extremely useful and very helpful, I must admit. And then the other trick we put in there is we put in a recorder that allows, when our tones go off, to record from the low band, and then it saves the digital file, and as soon as that message is complete, providing that the 911 dispatcher hasn't allowed too much lag between the tones and the actual message, it will actually replay that message on the UHF and tone out on all of our radios. So this is kind of some of the statewide wireless stuff I was working with, but still in an analog sense, because that was going to be all digital, 700, 800 megahertz. That's a story for another day, because that gets a little more complex. So, all right, yeah, good question there, John. Appreciate it. And I'll hang tight here, because I want to get Bob in here really quick. N5AOW, Bob, go ahead. Tell us what's going on your way. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
FAOW, and good evening to everyone on board. What a fabulous day. 6 after this, or a lot of things done today that I didn't anticipate, just working out real well. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. And say good evening to everyone, and fire VOW back to net control.
Okay, Bob, yeah, unfortunately it dropped out a couple times there. I don't know if you were having an issue or not, yeah, hang in there, and like I say, I held because I thought maybe you might jump in here tonight, so I didn't want to steal your night from you, and maybe I'm a day ahead of myself, too. I don't know, maybe I am. You know what? I think I was supposed to take tonight. I guess I'm having some form of dyslexia here, so I think, yeah, I was supposed to do Wednesday night. So my bad, I was getting you in trouble there, Bob, and it wasn't your fault. It was me. I was behind the eight ball the wrong way, so forgive me. All right. All right, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other further check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please.
WAT with a quick comment.
All right, Net recognizes WA2U. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they tone you out on. I don't know if it's the 46 meg, probably 46 or 45, or VHF, 154, or like Ghana.com, they used to tone people out in UHF. But unless something really changed, you're going to have one of those bands because they haven't come up, even the Motorola, I just looked at those models, there's a bunch of them. Minotaur 6s? No. Maybe. Minotaur 6s, and then there's another one, but they have a built-in DVR that they can program to record the message, but no one's come out with a digital voice system yet, so even Onondaga County on the trunk system has the trunk system and multiple channels, but they still use UHF like 453, or a lot of places do use 154, so Yeah, the good old analog is reliable, like the truck to truck, the 4622. WIT, back over to you, Kevin James. I don't tie that up four feet further, but it's just.
Yeah, John, I'm holding right here in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers. No, I didn't smoke. Maybe a pipe once in a while, but I'm just being silly. It's a Unication, which I think is about the equivalent of a minute or six by Motorola. And this has a big screen on the front of it. And basically, you just plug in and program it up the way you want it to work. And basically, it just sits there and depends on, you know, which setting you put it on will control how you set up the scan banks for it. And you can actually do zones and all that jazz. And as a matter of fact, if you want some interesting reading material, and Pete might be interested in this too, when I was working for the state with Tyco Maycom, we were working on the New York State SWN, SWN, Statewide Wireless Network. And that was utilizing a technology called OpenSky. And OpenSky had a logical breakdown of how it would allow users and agencies into the system and how they would access for voice traffic. And all the radios were always online for data traffic. But you were supposed to get, if this project ever finally was finished, was going to see 97% road coverage is what we were guaranteeing the state, and 95% off-road coverage. So, you know, all these conversations of what radio to go with, what repeater to go with, what setup to go with would have been, you would have been all sitting down discussing how you want your talk groups arranged, and then your 911 dispatchers would have been reconfigured to a central location with a backup location within your counties. And then there, they would have been trained so that as a call came in, they didn't belong to either the state police, the sheriff, or the fire or EMS. They were a dispatcher for the county, and what they would do is, based on certain credentials, based on the call, would dispatch out certain resources, and those resources then would be tied together during that call through a virtual patch. And then when the the situation was over, the patch would be broken, you go back to your own talk group. So just a little bit of interesting information there. KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins or comments? Come now.
Comment on that new digital system. Momentum PFM. WAQ also has a comment about...
Okay, N2PFM, go ahead with your comment, and WA2U, I recognize you. I'll be back with you in a moment. George, go ahead.
You know, that's very similar to what we have here in Lewis County. You know, it's been in several months now with that on those things that you get the your police and you get your EMS and your fire. And for some reason, I don't know why, they're still rebroadcasting the EMS and fire on the 151 channel right now. They don't rebroadcast the police on there, but just the EMS and fire. It's quite interesting because then you hear all three, and then of course there's one law enforcement channel that's scrambled as well, so you really only hear third to half of the police calls for that reason. I just thought I'd inject that for you, so you got an idea with experience that. Now you have, like you said, one central dispatcher for all of that with the plug-in like that, like in a backup location, like you said. Okay, N2PFM clear.
Yeah, George, yeah, it sounds like you guys are touching on something that they were developing that was going to be statewide. Actually, as a quick note, and I'll get with you in a second, John, just bear with me. The state of Pennsylvania is currently using this system, and so is the state of Florida. And when New York State was doing this several years ago, we were taking all the existing ideas that were working in those two states, and we were trying to ramp something up that was going to be even bigger, better, and bolder and tighter. So it was going to be hopefully a much better network. And, 1,500 tower sites is what they were predicting in order to kind of provide blanket coverage, and they would have been using, like up in the Adirondacks, because a lot of places there's no power, so they would have been utilizing, you know, either solar or wind technologies with batteries and whatnot to keep these things rolling. So, and of course, telco wouldn't have been available, so it would have been on a microwave backbone in order to provide the data stream in and out of those sites. So, all right, WA2U, John, go ahead.
Okay, very interesting topic. I have an exclamation for George, so if you're still there, George, an open sky. What do they say, bah humbug, whatever, but they use that in Ohio. It's been out for a number of years. There is no way to monitor open sky unless you have an actual transceiver made for that. It's totally unmonitorable. It doesn't matter what kind of a scanner you have or whatever. And that's one of the high security things about it. They have it, they use it in the state of Ohio in different areas. So lots of security there. They have the APCO 2, which allows people, APCO 25-2, which allows you to share multiple things on the same channel. George, what I've discovered is at some point, Oneida County, parts of Rome will go to APCO 25 or the same kind of thing that Onondaga County has, and I guess Madison. The problem is our county of Herkimer, a wonderful county of Herkimer, love our county of Herkimer, but there's no cell, there's very, very few cell towers. I don't know where the, maybe they're down in the village of Herkimer, but in the Adirondack Park, maybe that's the problem. There's no cell towers up here, per se. Not enough. There's no cell coverage where I am. So I asked the people, I said, well, if you're going to go over to APCO 25, and you've got a VHF system that's very, barely working on 154.37, and the rest of the frequencies, the input, you know, what points, whatever the input is, I know what it is, but they, how is that going to work with that? And what they're doing is they're doing exactly what you've discovered. They're simulcasting, so since it's mutual aid, they want people that are on the outer edge or the fringe who do not have the APCO 25 to hear dispatch or whatever. So that's probably what you're hearing. And so we're probably hearing all of the whatever system's going on in Oneida County like we do now. It's going to come through dispatch. So everybody, it's mutual aid, so they're not going to isolate that. Just for continuity in the event there's a big, a large emergency, people will have inoperability. So until someone says put up some more towers in Herkimer County, we'll be using the old-fashioned analog stuff until that changes. But that's what the plan is for Oneida County, and I talked to some people that knew about what's going on. So I think that's going to start in the Rome, New York area. WATU, back to that.
Yes, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, quick comment back on that. The interoperability was one of the key things, so that way old systems could be slowly phased out but still utilize the backbone as their data, or I should say analog communications, were converted to a data stream, and then they could be brought out in another area and then reconverted back to an analog and then fed out through another tower. The other thing, and you did mention, and that's a very key thing most people don't understand, is the fact that when you use either code division multiple access or time division multiple access, the frequencies that are on the towers working with the radios are not like what we're used to. It's not an assigned frequency that you get. You're in a talk group, and what happens, it's kind of like your cell phone. You don't care about what frequency you get to talk to someone. All you care about is, does that communication occur successfully to all interested parties within that configuration. Now, with that being said, all devices on that network have got to have a MAC address and also a IP address. Now, if they don't have those particular characteristics, they won't be doing much of anything with that anyway. And anyone that tries to scan it, all they're going to get is just a stream of data noise. It'll be just a bunch of, just hums and whistles and whatnot, and it'll be meaningless to anyone. If you tried to decode it, you'd be sitting there splitting your hair trying to figure out what it is, because your conversation's going to jump from from frequency to frequency, and from probably antenna to antenna, and within each frequency, you've got, like I say, either up to 30 talk paths or four on the original one, the code division of multiple access. So, just a little insight on that. All right, KD2FBM net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins or comments or queries. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I tell you what, I'll throw out one more call for any possible late check-ins or any other comments or queries. This will be a final call. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:36 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had N2PFM, George, WA2U, John, KC2WIP, and N5AOW, Bob. Great conversation tonight, and I'm hoping if I can work it out, I'll hopefully be able to see you guys up in Boonville at the meeting on the 19th. I just have to make sure my schedule works out, that it'll work in favor where I can actually make it in there. So with that, I want to thank you guys again tonight, and also want to salute those that are out there listening on scanners. We know you're there, and we appreciate it. And we'll catch you hopefully tomorrow night. Until then, I will also be clearing the repeater through the Echolink system, and I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM, and I will be now clear.
Adam, WATU clear, 7-3.
All right, John, thanks for the kudos there. I appreciate it. And I kind of forgot that I was supposed to run it tonight, so that was my fault for being a little behind the eight ball. I kept thinking it was Bob's night for some reason, so my fault there. All right, I'll catch you guys later. KD2FPM is clear.
Is the repeater in use? Hearing no objection, I'll try to make this quick. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oc 10, looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. This is Octen, looking for any station with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octen, KD2HKB Net Control, making the final call for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome.
AOW, good evening.
N5AOW, thank you for your check-in. Any further stations before I return to the 17? final call. Alright, with nothing further heard, I'd like to thank the stations who came in this evening and for the use of the repeater. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Same 73 all. KD2HKB.